Hello, welcome back to The Bachelor. I'm Jordana Abraham.
Oh, Abraham. And I'm Aileen.
We're doing last names.
Cooperman.
And we're here with Rebecca Granite, multiple award-winning journalist for 10-10 Wins and the host of the digital talk show, The Trend with Rebecca Granite. And most importantly, a huge Bachelor enthusiast.
Huge Bachelor.
Most importantly.
That is the most important. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. You nailed that one.
Thank you.
So we were just quickly chatting before we started this podcast. What are your thoughts generally of this season, since you're such an enthusiast? Everyone's probably annoyed of hearing our opinions.
Okay. I kind of feel like I'm a Bachelor, Bachelorette encyclopedia, kind of. Like, we can really go all the way back.
I think we should.
I don't remember maybe all the names, let's say, but we could try. But I will say that I think Becca is a good Bachelorette. Mm-hmm. I wasn't an Ari fan, but I think she's a good Bachelorette. I feel like she has, at first I was like, okay, this group of guys, no. And I feel like that was pretty, like, mm-hmm. most people felt that way. But now I'm getting into them. I feel like the final three, final four was kind of like, I feel good about it.
We talked, she's very normal. I think what they did, like last season, they tried to do it with Ari, where they tried to get a normal guy, like not some guy who's trying to get likes on Insta or like being, like getting fit T ads, but they didn't do it because he sucks. I mean, yes, he's normal, but he's just, he had a lot of other downfalls. She seems like she's normal, though I'm sure she's going to be an influencer.
I feel like she 100%. Wants to be like respectful of everyone. She seems very concerned with like showing everyone respect and like kind of taking everyone's like opinions and views in and just being
sweet.
Like, right, a moderator.
And she's like such a girl's girl too, where I feel like you're, like she knows how to get along with people. You know what I mean?
I can see that.
She definitely seems
likeable. She's nice. Yeah.
Her outfit choices are a different story. But other than that, I think.
Yeah, we put up like these like questions from our users thing on Instagram, like the reverse, where they answer our questions, and what was like your predictions for The Bachelor, and one of them was like, we'll see if Becca shows up wearing like she went shopping at a thrift store like with blind
or
something.
Oh my god, this poor girl.
We didn't come up with that joke. Magic, that was other people.
She's like magic show assistant.
Chic.
Yes.
Which is fine. Like,
yeah, I mean, I don't have the best sense of
normal people, as you can see.
That's a style. So
like, yeah, I mean, do you think that they're are they styling her? Is it like a
we had Andy Dorfman on the show. And she told us that they give you like a stylist and like a none of the clothes are like their clothes. So they like give you a stylist and they dress you and like you're not allowed to keep the clothes. But she said like she and the stylist became close and like some of the clothes got lost, quote unquote.
So her stylist is the one that's kind of fucking up.
But the stylist works with you. The stylist isn't like, this is what you're wearing. Like, get over it.
Right.
I just want one of the Bachelorettes to rock like a really good looking jumpsuit at one of the roses.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Like,
that would be nice.
Like, why do we
like get with the times? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Magic house.
Power
exactly.
Suit.
Right.
Okay. So let's talk about the episode. This is Hometown Dates, which in the last episode I was so excited for. I thought it was going to be filled with drama. Like,
it was like no drama. I was very bored.
Anti-dramatic.
I kind of feel like every hometown, unless there's like a dramatic incident, every hometown date is like exactly the same. It's like the parents who are like, who love the person, but are also like worried about their children getting hurt. And then like,
yeah. And then they always awkwardly, hey, do you want to have a chat for a second?
Right.
And then I don't know if this was coming. Yeah. What?
And then it's like, how are you feeling about like so and so contestant? And she's like, we get along so well. I remember when we first met. Oh,
yeah,
it's like
weird.
All kind of the same.
Who, since you're the encyclopedia, where was it that there was like a crazy brother? Whose family?
Dez's brother like threatened. I think it was Sean. Was it Sean?
I don't know. Dez had
I
the
know
crazy.
What you're
he was like
about.
Bald.
Now you're gonna prove me wrong,
right?
Yeah, I think it was Sean Lowe, where he was like scary.
Yeah,
and
right.
And then he dropped her, and then he didn't pick her
because he was scary.
Right, yeah.
She was scary,
right? But then whoever it was became the Bachelorette.
Dez was
the Bachelorette, right?
Yeah.
So then we were like, okay, because I remember when we were watching in my house, we were like, oh, this is definitely gonna be in the next
Bachelorette because
she has some good drama with her.
She's yeah,
and then she had her own drama her season where the guy left.
Who
Brooks.
She was, he was like, yeah, because he was a fuckboy.
Oh my God. She
right.
And she was so
though.
Upset.
Oh,
yeah.
She loved him.
But now she has a kid with like that other
with
guy she
Chris.
Chose, Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. Very
different episode,
Let's
not
talk
to
about
digress.
Garrett.
So, first with Garrett, she goes in his tractor. right? That's like the
tomato planting is hard.
Where does he live?
Like, that's hot, riding in a tractor with him.
Where is he from?
We have a tendency to forget basic facts about an episode.
So this one I actually don't know. So now you caught me on one that I don't know. But
I don't. Yeah, where somewhere where there's farms and they plant tomatoes, and it's honestly it's irrelevant where he's from. Like the only one where it was relevant was Buffalo, New York, because I have been to Anchor Bar. But let's keep on Garrett.
Okay. I do feel like Garrett and Blake look very similar, and I sometimes kind of like confuse them.
Garrett and Blake. Okay.
No, they don't.
Nah. You don't think?
No, you need to start watching TV with your glasses.
I don't know. I feel like they're both like kind of this tall, like middle American look, and like
I feel like Garrett looks a little bit more like adventurous guy, and Blake looks more of like football player guy.
Yeah, I kind of see that.
Like,
Garrett was just my biggest letdown. He's like, I give him the award for biggest letdown of the season.
Yeah, I thought he had so much like potential in the last episode, and then it's just so bland.
I don't know. I feel bad, and I'm sorry, Garrett. How do you have a conversation with him?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, what is happening
with
him? I feel
like his words come out at the same speed as his thoughts, and it's not very fast.
Yes, 100%.
So one thing they've been talking about, I guess they talked about a lot during his hometown date, is his divorce.
Yeah.
Right?
The
whole time. And she was like, well, what happened? And she was like, he was like, my parents like came to visit for the day, and she like wanted to hang. I like didn't really understand his explanation for like why his parents didn't like his ex-wife.
I think it's probably that the ex-wife really didn't like his parents, his family. She was like, they're sorry, like I don't like spending time with them. That's what I got from it. And he was like, well, that's a deal breaker.
You'd get that before you married them, right? Though,
yeah, I mean, I don't understand his reason for liking his ex-wife, because he's just like, I love adventure, and she did too, so I mean, a lot of people like adventure.
Yeah,
like
just because you go ziplining together doesn't mean you guys need to like zip line to the alley.
To the altar.
To the altar, that's what it is. Yeah. Down the aisle, yeah.
Yeah, I don't get it at all. And I feel like they were harping so much on it for Garrett, too. Like, they're like, okay, Becca, did you know that she's like, yeah, I know. Like, I've known this for a very long time.
Been divorced.
Like, could we talk about something else? Like, it was crazy to me.
Wait, I have a, just to, not to fast forward, but since when is Blake divorced? Did I miss something?
I think it was just his ex.
No, it's his parents who got divorced.
Oh, his parents divorced. Yeah. They were since the divorce.
I was like, wait. I'm too lazy to rewind. No, like, but like,
what is this?
Like, I'll figure it out tomorrow.
That was his mom, who was like getting with
the coach.
The coach,
English
coach.
Teacher. And I didn't understand she also worked at the school.
Yeah, apparently she worked at the school too. Yeah.
The dad is so.
Well, I guess that. Yeah. I guess that makes sense.
There were a lot of cute dads.
Okay, back to Garrett.
Sorry.
Didn't every guy in the family look identical? The brother looked just like Garrett, and the dad looked just like Garrett. They all looked exactly alike. And she walked in. She was like, "Wow, you guys are twins!" And like that was really the most exciting part of that date, right? There was nothing else.
Yeah. To me, like I feel like the biggest fear when you meet like a guy's parents is to like see his face and his mom, because then you're like, oh, this is gonna be really awkward. But like, you just, I'm like, I can never unsee this. So at least if he looks like the dad, you're like, okay, this is good.
No, the worst is going to meet a guy and then seeing like, do I look exactly like the mom?
Right. Yeah. That's true too.
That's true.
Which I kind of thought Garrett's mom was the one who had shortish hair. She had really pretty short
hair. I thought
hair.
She looked like Becca looked like
no,
Colton's mom.
No. I just remembered who it was. It was Jason's mom. She looks exactly like.
She looks like all their moms.
She looks like
she
everyone's
did
mom.
Exactly like Jason's mom. Okay, is there anything that do you have any thoughts on?
I just thought it was like a depressing hometown.
There was nothing.
There was nothing there. Remember he got divorced. I wasn't sure if I wanted to get divorced, and I got divorced, and we're sad about it.
Yeah,
that was pretty much.
Divorced.
What
do you think it's like to be Garrett's ex-wife? Just watching this, like.
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder if she's happy.
Yeah. I mean, I feel bad to say, but I mean, I probably would be if I were his, like, yeah. I just want him to give me something more. Like, Garrett, just go rogue. Do something.
Yeah, do
like,
something.
You're engaged. Imagine, like, God forbid, you got divorced. Then you're, like, watching him date and, like, go to someone on national television.
It's
I was thinking, like, it must be so weird for her.
Yeah. And then he said, he's like, before I was leaving the last day, my mom was helping me get out of the house, and I looked at her and I was like, am I making the right decision? And I was like, is this an opening? Like, is she gonna like call him?
Right. The mom was like, the hardest part was moving Garrett home. Right. Right. And like, was he moving
and
back
he,
from college?
And Garrett,
like,
looked, and Garrett looked to me
was
and
heavy
was
lifting.
Like, Garrett looked to me and was like, mom, am I making the right decision?
Yeah, right. There
I
you
was
go.
Like,
exactly.
Right. Like, why do we all have to like relive that day?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Garrett, I think that she liked him yesterday and doesn't like him as much today, kind of thing.
I agree. I or thought he might have gone home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
On to another boring.
Let's talk to Jason. No, Jason was great because, first of all, I've been to Anchor Bar and I've had those wings and they were good. That's all I have to say.
That was the best part
of
the episode.
There's nothing that exciting about Buffalo, New York. It's cold.
Oh, yeah.
It's cold as fuck. And
yeah,
they have good wings. That's really it. But Jason seemed real. I like Jason more after this hometown. Would it like, mm-hmm. right?
Like, I feel like, okay, so this is for me, if Garrett was sort of like the letdown, Jason has, his stock has increased as I've been watching. Like, I feel like he's so cute and he mm-hmm. has like so much going for him. And I just, I keep wanting him to just like,
and he has
break out.
And he's surprised gay brothers. I wouldn't really expect from that. It made me like him even more. I don't know what it was.
And how sweet, like how he was like saying about how he looks to them for like an example of what a marriage should be. Yeah. And I was like, I just love this.
Yeah.
Is he the one who she didn't remember? She didn't
remember his name. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So she's gone far. Yeah. So
he's definitely made gone far. He's made a comeback.
But I mean, there's always like the secret ones, right? Mm-hmm. Like the sleeper hits.
Do you think he could win?
I think he's above Garrett. Like last episode, I thought Garrett was top, right? Like it gave you chills when they were like had their little date. But now Garrett gives me no feeling. And mm-hmm. Jason was cute. Even when he was like playing the hockey, he was like adorable. It was like straight out of romantic comedy.
Oh my God. Who knew that he was going to like come out there with the stick and really he handled his business. Yeah. I was like, okay, Jason. Yeah.
He was good. He was good. What else? Oh, the mom looked just like him. You like they both have like short, very straight, nice hair and like sort of prominent noses. I just was like, they are identical. The mom and maybe Jason and Becca look identical too.
Maybe
they
their
do.
Baby would
if
be
I think
they
about
do
it,
look similar. They like
do
black
have
hair.
Narrow faces, dark hair, prominent noses, very attractive. My God. Yeah, they're identical twins. Yes.
And then Jason opened up last night. What did he say? He finally said, he's like, he's wildly, madly in love with you.
Yeah, that was cute and so not awkward.
Yeah, not at all.
Yeah, not
awkward.
He's had a real moment. And she thinks that he's the best kisser ever. So, like, maybe Jason is our sleeper hit.
Oh, can we just say, though, for 1 second, like, okay. This is a thing that I just need to, like, rant for 1 second. The bachelors and bachelorettes, do they ever think, like, one day my future fiance is gonna see what I say? So, like, I feel really bad for whoever she picks if it's not Jason. Because, like, so he's watching this somewhere going, okay, I'm the second best kisser at the best that you've ever had.
Right, yeah.
Like, what are we doing? Like, don't say that unless you know it's Jason.
What's awkward is when the fantasy suites is when you see, like, oh, that was the best night ever. And it's, like, not the guy she picks.
Yeah.
I know.
I hate it.
It must be so awkward to compare.
Forethought.
Okay, Blake Lake?
Blake.
So someone sent us a picture of Blake at his mom's wedding, and he looks like he's had like a nose job or something. Since then. His hair is like maybe just like his hair being long and making his face look different, but he definitely like has gotten a lot more
attractive.
Maybe
he's contouring
over the years.
He found a way.
He definitely looks a lot better. I like Blake.
The thing about Blake is that I have seen no chemistry between them.
Do you really?
I don't get it. I don't get it at all. I don't see. She's like, Blake is so great. I'm like, when do you say that? Like, I don't.
Yeah, his heart. All right, my heart recognizes his
I don't see it at all. Blake to me is just, I don't even know.
I'm just like in love with Blake though.
Really?
Oh, I like him too. Yeah. I don't know why. Something weird about him seems like he's like been through some shit. He's got like a personality. Like, I don't know. Like
the school shooting shit was
the school shooting. His mom cheating on his dad with his like he didn't even know with his like
a lot of his trauma went down in high school.
Yeah,
which is kind of sad. Yeah.
Like it's formative kind of years,
but it's been a while. So like I think it probably made him like a little more interesting. I don't know. I'm something about him. I'm into him. He seems like
Blake
real.
Is the
like
one with the hot dad. Am I right? With the weirdly young hot dad that they showed at the end of the episode, like with the when she was like, oh, how is he cooking? He's like, not so great. Oh, so she's like, so how's he cleaning? He's like, sorry,
was
not
that
so
his
great.
Dad?
That was his.
Okay,
it wasn't it.
I couldn't really like.
He's like gray hair, but like literally.
Blake's dad
skin.
Asked Becca how he was.
No, the other way around. Oh. Becca was asking Blake's dad, and then she was like, she's like, he must be good at back massages or something, and he's like, probably.
He's like, I'm not gonna confirm or deny.
Yeah, it must be so weird getting engaged to like this person that you like have never lived with or even really spent like a full weekend with, just because like they could be like totally disgusting. Like You know what I mean? Like, they could live, like, in filth. Like, right, you have no idea what they're actually like in the real world. They could have, like, the most annoying habits. Yeah.
Well, you mentioned Andy, because we had her on my show, The Trend, also. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe she said it in her book or something. She was like, I had never been in Josh's car.
Oh, my God.
Like, so funny. You know, it's like, how does he drive? Like, what is it like being in his car? What kind of music does he listen to? Like, you don't know any of that.
Yeah. Just it's like things that you don't notice, you notice when you start dating someone in real life that, like, actually affects your decision about someone. And since they live in sort of a vacuum of fantasy.
Right. Like, how are they texting in a prompt manner?
Yeah.
Like, how are they, like,
making plans? Because all the plans are made for them on The Bachelor. Right. It makes a difference. So what I did like about, what's his name, Blake, is that he planned that elaborate concert.
Oh, I love that.
There's no way he planned that concert with fucking Betty Who. I'm sorry.
Also, when they were like Betty Who, I was like, who?
Oh, no, I know. She sings a really great remix of the, like, I Love You Always Forever song.
Oh, yeah, I do like that song. You played that, like, on repeat one summer.
That's the only reason I know her. At first, I thought it was Pink, and I was like, there's no way they can get someone like Blake for the show. But Blake didn't plan that. One.
Okay, fine.
But it was nice, though, at least, because I really can't remember another time in the whole franchise that, like, they've done, like, picnics or, like in reverse, but, like, that the contestant has actually set something up for the actual Bachelor, Bachelorette.
Right. That I think
elaborate.
That he had an idea. He's like, I want to do this. Help me do this. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm sure that Chris Harrison wasn't, or the producers were like, why don't we have this giant concert in Blake's high school? Like, I don't know. Maybe.
I feel like maybe.
Yeah.
It could mix things. The episode would be boring. I think their hometown would be, like, a little boring.
Doubt he brought Betty Who. She really needed a better skirt. That was not great.
Yeah.
And then they were like, it was kind of weird because, one, they were, like, dancing, like, in the audience, and no one really seemed to care who they were.
No.
They were, like, kind of like.
It was cool.
Yeah, like that. They got kind of swallowed up
in
the audience.
The concert. They were truly there for Betty Who. Unlike all the other concerts on the show where literally no one is facing the band. Everyone's back is to the band, and then they're all facing the Bachelor.
Do you think it's really Becca's favorite singer?
She did say that.
She was very happy. I don't know if Blake knew what the heck was going on. He was like, all right, Becca's happy. We're good.
We're in high school. It's great. I love high school. That's what he was thinking. Exactly. The other thing is that Blake's mom needs a haircut or, like, something. Mm. It's a little
went a little wild.
It's very wild, wet and wild. I just maybe like a new type of gel. Okay. What you were saying something that his mom was making him sound like a loser.
I think she was like, he's like super sensitive. I forgot what exactly she was talking about, but she was like, I feel like a lot of these moms, when they're describing them, they like try to make them sound sensitive, but instead they make them seem like sad. Like, maybe it was after his breakup or something like that. Was that what it was?
Yeah. He had gone through a really hard breakup Becca. She was this, like, was bad. And Becca's like,
he never believed,
like,
in love again. Like, he was, it sounded like he didn't go out.
He was crying hysterically.
He didn't go outside for, like, several days. I was like, I would be like, if that was my mom, I'd be like, mom, cool.
Yeah.
Like, I'm fine.
Literally, she's like, Becca's like, okay, no, I get it. She's like, no, but Becca,
you don't.
You need to understand. She's like, please don't put us through this again. Becca's like, I get it. She's like, no, no, we got to talk about it more. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, mom, like, let it go.
Yeah, yeah. Be cool, mom. Right. Be
more
cool.
Worse. It sounded worse than, like, Garrett's divorce. Like, it sounded like he, like, wouldn't go outside. He was like, didn't believe. She said that a few times. Like, he didn't believe in love. He's like, yeah, I was like kind of cynical. Let's move on.
Yeah.
I'm a weird fear that Blake's like a little extra clingy. Like, I feel like
I'm sure he's got some like mommy issues.
Yeah.
Probably.
Like, in the real world, I feel like I'm worried because, like, and I think they showed a clip for the next episode or the upcoming episode, and he said, I don't look for a reason to leave. I look for a reason to stay.
Those are my red flags for Blake. Is that he seems likable, but I don't see the connection. Because I think he forces his connection on someone, and. Like, that's when he was talking with his dad, he was like, the dad was bringing up great points. He was like, you know, he's like, everything, every time we see, there's been no red flags. Every time we spend time, it's just been up, up, up. And his dad's like, well, that's not real life. Like, what if you do have a down? He's like, okay, yeah, you're right.
Good point,
you
dad.
You know, good point, dad. And like, that's to me is, he hasn't thought it through. To me is like, he thinks about relationships all like positive, glitter, you know what I mean? And then if something goes wrong, he's like, where did this come from? And probably the girl's like, I've been telling you that this hasn't been working for like the last year.
And then he goes into his cave.
Yeah, and he goes into his cave and cries until mom brings him toast. Okay, let's talk about.
On that note, I do like him.
Yeah.
But we'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be right back. And when we get back, we'll talk about Colton.
So we have to tell you guys about this amazing new service that we found. It's called Framebridge. They make it really easy and affordable to frame your favorite things, from like art prints and stuff to posters to travel pics and like all your, like, any cool Instagram pic you have, because we're all photographers now. Basically, you go to framebridge.com and you upload your photo. Or if you want, they'll send you packaging so you can mail in your actual physical piece. And you preview the item online in any frame style, and you pick your favorite or get like a recommendation. They have a lot of designers there that can like help you pick out what the best frame is. And then they custom frame your item and deliver your finished piece directly to your door and ready to hang.
Yeah. And I mean, I've tried other things. Like I've tried to go to a framing store and it's so, so expensive. It's things they don't tell you as an adult.
Right.
But for Framebridge, their price started at $39 and all of the shipping is free. So,
and our listeners get a discount.
Yeah, they get a discount. So you can just go to framebridge.com and use the discount code Bechelor, so that's B-E-T-C-H-E-L-O-R, to get an additional 15% off your first order. So that's Framebridge, F-R-A-M-E-B-R-I-D-G-E.com, promo code Bechelor, B-E-T-C-H-E-L-O-R, for an additional 15% off.
Yeah, and it's the perfect gift for weddings, birthdays, and special events.
It really is. Like, I've gifted so many of my friends this for their engagements. And
so romantic.
It's really romantic. And it's really sweet. And you can customize it. And you can really choose any photos. And I personally really love it. So framebridge.com, promo code Bachelor.
Okay. Hi. We're back.
Hi, everyone. We're back. Okay. So we left off with talking about Colton's date. So what are your guys' thoughts?
Oh, I have so many thoughts about Colton.
Okay.
Oh,
give us
God.
All of them.
Okay. So Colton,
Do you like him?
Well, I feel like when they first introduced him, like way back when, first episode, mm-hmm. I was like, okay, his little package was totally an audition to be the next Bachelor. I'm like, okay, great. Like, if America's sweetheart, we love him, whatever. Oh, he's just, he just bothers me. First of all, I'm kind of like, all right, here's Becca. She's 28 years old, I think she is. She's like had a broken engagement. She's like lived life. She's done everything. And then they're going to set her up with a 26 year old virgin. Like, how does that, like,
she likes him.
I don't know. I just didn't see, like, where's the excitement for Becca? Like, I just don't see it, you know?
Right.
And then I feel like, all right, you know, you're a virgin. Great. Like, I'm all about, like, just own it. Like, own it. Just like own who you are. And then he just took it in like such a weird place. Like, he just took it too far.
Yeah, they kept bringing it up, and then the mom also called it out that it was so. She's like, yeah, like, as if this was the first time she heard that he was a virgin.
She's like, we don't talk about this.
I kind of hope it was the first time. Like, who talks about their, like, how many women they had sex with?
With every episode with Colton, I feel like he got less mature every single time.
Yes.
By the end of this date, I thought he was
like a
kid.
You sure it's not just that you learned he was a virgin?
No. I think just the way that he communicates, it's very childish. Even when he was talking with his dad, he and his dad both look identical.
Yeah,
and
his dad's cute.
But then when
that's
he was like, yeah, I told her about me, like a man, and I'm like, okay, like, you have some daddy issues, you know, the way that you have to be like a man.
There's only a
for
few
dad.
Ways to be a man when you still
when
have your
when you have your virginity.
He like, did look babyish when he was talking to his dad.
Very,
I was like,
babyish, because he probably like pulls into that role.
I feel like he'd be a great high school boyfriend.
Yeah,
right? He's like a great. He's very good looking.
I would love to have, like, dated Colton in high
school.
He's
very cute. Yeah. Yeah. And like, what's with all, like, everybody talking like about this locker room talk? Like, why? I'm just confused.
They're saying he got made fun of for being a virgin.
I know, but why is he still upset?
Also, like, is anybody, I mean, I'll go back to the whole, like, is anybody aware that cameras are here kind of a thing? Because I feel like that he's like, I've never told anyone. Like, this is so crazy. But, like, not only am I going to tell you, Becca, who I'm competing for your heart, but, like, now America's going to, like, where do you get that courage to go from 0 to 100 real quick? Like,
it's always weird when they're like, yeah, he's never told anyone this, but it's like, you're saying it on national television. So, like,
you're deciding to say it to everyone.
My thought for that is that it's producer, like, affected. Like,
induced.
They affect the guy or the girl, whoever the virgin is, or whatever backstory you have, because again, you're in this vacuum and like you can't call your friend to ask you, what do you think I should do? It's like this producer sort of who has like other intentions and saying like, you should talk about it. It'll make you feel good. And like, well, why don't you just get it all out there? You might as well. And then everyone will know. You'll never have to say it again.
Yeah.
But like,
And also, like, if you're Colton, like, just back to when Becca like left the table on him. Is that really, like, the reaction you want your future fiance to have when you say that? I mean, like, he's like, oh, I'm a virgin. He's like, I'm laying my heart out there. I'm so vulnerable. And she's like, gotta go.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Oh,
I need a moment.
That was weird.
So weird when she couldn't look at him in the face. Yeah. She was like, she literally went, really?
Took a minute to laugh.
I wanted to, like, pull Colton aside and be like, do you really think this is going well? Because I feel like kind of that's not the reaction you wanted.
I also thought it was okay. I thought it was cute that they did the thing with the kids at the
that was cute.
Mm-hmm. And then but then he does, right?
Yeah, it's a volunteer thing.
He's like a nonprofit. Which, like, that was cute. He seems like a nice guy. Just, like she said, like, not enough experience. Like, not enough, hasn't lived enough to, like, really be, like, settling down. It's not even about the virgin thing. I think it's more about the Have you seen some shit? Have you like lived? Have you are you ready to do that?
He never even brought a girl home. He said in his whole life.
I thought it was a little annoying when he said when he was talking about Becca with the kids. He's like, you could tell she's gonna be a great mom. It's like you can't learn that. You either have it or you don't. And I'm like, I think you can learn it.
Yeah,
I don't think it's like you have to be like a natural with children or you shouldn't have kids or not be a great mom. Maybe that was just me projecting.
I like it. Also, like, this Tia business.
Well, see, when Tia pulled him aside, I thought she was going to say, well, he's actually not a virgin because we fucked. I thought that's what she was going to say.
That would have been really funny.
But instead, she said something super lame.
She was like, I just feel sick whenever, like, I see you. I thought, she's like, whenever I hear him or see him on TV, I just feel sick. I feel like. Like, I still have feelings for him. It's like, one, you could have told her that, like...
Originally.
Two months ago, when she asked you about it.
From the wedding singer, is like, this information could have been good yesterday.
Two, like, they never slept together.
Yeah,
also, they just kissed, like... Right?
I think, like, that probably makes it easier to get over someone, too. It wasn't like he had sex with her and then, like, bounced, and, like, now she's, like, stuck thinking about it.
Here's my theory that I just came up with. Becca wanted to get rid of him. Probably the producer's, like... You're going to look like a bitch if you get rid of him because 100%. He's a virgin. So we need to add something in here so that Becca could say, oh, well, my friend is in love with him.
She said that's why. She said that had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, but it adds another factor.
Well, it adds another thing where she's like, it's not worth like getting into this other like dramatic thing with her if I don't really like him that much anyway.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But it's another thing.
And I thought he might have won, to be honest. I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm bad at reading people.
No, I mean, how does he really get like... Okay, here you are. You're one of the guys on the show. You're trying to, you know, vie for her heart. And she meets you and you say, oh, yeah, I also dated this other girl who was on the show, like another famous person. Like, do you, in your head, if you're Becca, are you like, like, is this guy a social climber? Like, what are we really? Mm-hmm. And he may not be. Like, it might have just been coincidence, but it's kind of like an interesting coincidence to have. So it's like, how do you really
open your heart?
Well, Tia herself was friends with like Raven and that's how she got in. So there's a lot of like weird bachelor like incest.
Who is the friend? Who is the girl that's like that sat next to in their like whole the friend group that sits on the couch? Who is the girl that sits next to Tia that sort of looks just like Tia? They're like best friends. She's the one who like who
looks in, like Tia.
She's just tall and skinny and
blonde though, right? No,
brownish hair. She's the one. What's her name?
Yes, I know.
She's
who
the one
talking
that yelled
about.
At Ari. It's like, I know what you did.
Yes,
like
and the
yeah, yeah. She's so funny. She's like the ultimate sidekick friend to me because even when Tia was like, I need to pull you aside, they put the camera on her and she was basically like nodding to everyone. It's like, I know what's going on.
I know. This group of girls is like, so they're so funny.
They're so funny. And there's always like a friend who prides himself in being the best friend. Mm-hmm. And like, that's totally her. She's like, I know everything that's happening with my group of friends.
Yeah. Right. And she texted me and she said she felt sick. Also, like, I thought Tia, like, keep that shit to yourself. Like, why do you have to like go on the show? Tell her like about, like this is like your own internal thing to deal with. Like he's
it's because
moved on.
There wasn't enough drama on the show. They needed to pull them in. Tia, we'll get you on Bachelor in Paradise if you say the shit. Mm-hmm. And that's really
right.
And
I don't know.
The
if
two
I were,
of them are gonna be there. Tia
if
and
I were Becca, I'd be like annoyed.
They are.
Yeah, Tia and Colton
are gonna be on Paradise.
Paradise. Yeah.
Oh, that'll probably be. Now I'm excited.
Yeah, now I'm excited.
Okay, no, but the worst thing they did to Colton was they showed him asking Chris Harrison about the fantasy suite dates, and like I thought he was gonna ask him how to have sex. And I was like,
they should have done a cut to like the birds and the bees like, sorry, music for Chris Harrison.
That was bad.
Chris Harrison sex ed 101.
It was so mean. They like set him up to be like he was like, is it okay if we don't have sex in the fantasy? Chris Harrison's like, yeah, man, like. Like,
do you do you, you man? Do.
Chris Harrison's face was that was one of my favorite moments ever. So priceless. He was so horrified by Colton. He was like, "You're a man, Colton. Like, figure it out."
That's what I'm saying. By the end of this episode, he squeezed all of the adult out of himself, and to me, he's just like a young boy.
A great high school boyfriend.
Great high school boyfriend. Okay, so let's talk about predictions because it's right?
Which before, yeah, we should definitely talk about predictions. Also, I just wanted to mention the bow tie, Blake's bow tie. What's I thought happening? That was very weird. It went with her magician like vibe.
Well, maybe that's what he's picking up.
It's true. If you put the two of them together, it's like a magic
he's
show.
He's so clingy. He starts to look like the so sidekick true. Of them.
That was weird.
You really didn't expect Colton to go. Like I knew it.
I'm really bad at this, I guess, but I don't know. I just think he's so cute.
The only reason I thought they would keep Colton is because of the drama that would be the fantasy suites, if you know what I mean. So I was like, oh, maybe Garrett's going to go because, like, I feel like Garrett's an easy cut. It's like, okay, Garrett, like, you'll be happy. You can only count on one hand how many times you've been unhappy. So you'll be fine. Like, moving on.
Right, right.
Right. I bet you Colton's going to blame Tia for his early.
I just would much rather see Colton on Bachelor in Paradise than winning. I can't even see them together. She looked like she was kissing like her a brother. Like it was.
Yeah, I guess we'll see.
Okay, so should we do some predictions? Who do we think is winner or runner up?
Well, they showed in the upcoming episodes that Becca's like, I just did to him what Ari did to me.
What so I think that means is that she probably told two people she loves them. That's what I'm thinking, because Ari did. Remember, he was like, oh, Ari's going to pick Becca. He told her he loves her. And then the next 2 minutes, he's like, hey, I love you so much. Right. And well, everyone's like,
Ben did that, too, to JoJo and Lauren B.
Yeah. Yeah, and then when JoJo became Bachelorette, she was like, oh, I get it now. Because when she got done.
Well, Ari did that, to me, it pissed me off because he did it before the Fantasy Suites dates and then had sex with both of them. That's what really, really bothered me last season. And this is what I'm guessing is she's doing. But
I just feel like Ari was doing it to feel something. I feel like he needed to say it out loud. And and he just. Killer. Yeah. 100, yeah. He just needed to bounce it off of them and be like, did that feel good? Yeah. I don't know.
That's
testing
funny.
This out. So who do you think is going to win?
Oh, okay. I have a clear favorite.
Let's see.
I think Blake is the winner, 100%. Okay. I have a theory behind it, and I also know who the next Bachelor is going to be. I don't know. I shouldn't say 100%, but I feel like
who's the next Bachelor?
I have all
these
feelings.
But your theory about who's going to win, Blake, isn't based on fact. It's just who's your favorite.
No, this is just who's my favorite. Okay, so
you know who's going to be the next Bachelor?
I do. I mean, in my head, I do.
Okay.
But it's
not
confirmed.
You can't tell us because then that person.
Well, this is her theory. This isn't real. So let's okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to spoil anything for anyone. Okay, so I definitely think it's going to be Blake. And this could be totally wrong, but here's the thing. I have this theory from way back when. So when he was one of the first ones who was like, I'm falling in love with you. And when he said that, she was so happy and her eyes lit up. And then that day on the group date, Rose, she gave it to him, which to me was a little bit of a reciprocation. Okay, I'm glad you opened up, even though it was super early. He was one of the first ones. She could have been slow down, Blake. You're losing your mind.
Which she said to Sean Blanc or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. She was Blanc. Boy, you don't even know me.
Sean Blanc.
Yeah.
And he was but actually, I don't love you. Yeah. I was oh, my God. And then, Wills said that he was falling in love with her, and then she did not give him the group date. No, she may have kept him that week, but she didn't give him the group date, Rose. So to me, I was like, okay, you're not reciprocating. So how do you feel if your Wills are sitting there? You're like, I just opened up, and she's like, and this other guy gets the rose.
She wasn't that into
That's
him.
True.
Yeah. So to me, I'm like, okay, and I don't know. I just see something, and she's like, my heart recognized him. I just see
I
something
think
with Blake.
Garrett is not going to be second, or is he going to be in?
So he's going to be third,
or the Bachelor. Yeah. No, I don't think he's going to be the Bachelor either. Nobody
likes to be the Bachelor.
So he had the racist comment.
So you think Jason's going to be the Bachelor?
Oh, yeah. I think this whole episode was a real setup for him to be the Bachelor.
Well, I mean, it makes sense. I totally fell for it.
Right? Me too. I was like, okay, Jason, do you want to go out?
I totally fell for it. He was dreamy.
Yeah, he was
what is his job?
Adorable. He's a banker. He's in
finance. Oh, yeah, he's in finance.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just has the whole package. He's
good
a little
hair,
bit cute, relatable.
He needs to stop. What is it?
Yeah,
gelling back his hair.
From the outsiders. Yeah.
Gelling it back.
Yeah, he needs.
He just seems sweet. He just seems happy, like a real guy, relatable, fun. To me, I'm he has all, I could see that being the first episode of next
and
season.
And
you don't think he'll win?
I don't think he'll win.
And the way that she promotes him, how he's the best kisser, hashtag ad, kissing.
So then now every girl's going to be I want to go on The Bachelor.
Yeah, I want to go on The Bachelor to see. Yeah, maybe you're right. There's a campaign.
Hmm. Yeah, I feel like there's
campaign.
Something. I think from a producer standpoint, I always think of
how
these
do they
subtle.
Position them?
Yeah, I'm okay, you know, Garrett's kind of, they're harping on the divorce too much. There's too much, Jason had the heartbreak, but he has some happiness. There's balance to Jason.
So who do you think final two?
Jason and
Jason and Blake.
Blake.
Yeah, so I think Garrett's like fantasy suite, like have your fun and gotta go.
Or right. like it's not gonna go so fun.
I don't know. Can I just say, out of the limo first date, I was like, I would have given him the first impression rose too. Like for Garrett,
Garrett,
100%. I was like, this is my guy.
He was so like joyful, but then it's also like you can't be too happy.
Yeah, like, cry no, one time.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Yes, this was so fun. Where can people follow you or
show? Yeah, you can follow. You can go to 1010wins.com/thetrend. You can see like all the episodes, and then you can follow me on all my socials. It's like Rebecca Granite at Rebecca Granite everywhere. So
okay, great. Awesome. Well, thanks so much. This is fun.
It was great having you on.
Next episode. Okay, bye.